Recently, attention was drawn to the Bilconnen naval transmission site, where hundreds of kangaroos were brutally massacred simply because they lived near the site. One of the options that was offered at the time for those wishing to rescue the kangaroos was relocation. So why wasn't this option taken?
Well, it was sheer bloody-mindedness on the behalf of the ACT government. There was just a determined effort to show that if they wanted to kill 400 or 500 kangaroos, they could do it. And that's all it was. The whole process was set up where these animals could have been relocated quite easily and quite cheaply. And because of various infighting within the government departments and because of just sheer, I don't know what you'd call it really, but it was totally unnecessary. It was barbaric. It was brutal. It was an absolute disgrace, and it's brought great shame to all Australians.
Even if they wanted to go through with the slaughter of these animals, could it have been done in a more humane way, do you think?
I don't think so. I don't think there's any humane way to kill a wild kangaroo, or any wild animal for that matter. You shoot it, you pull the joey out of the mother's pouch, you decapitate it, or you stomp on its head. How can that possibly be a humane way to treat any animal? It's not. And, you know, I think the community's starting to realise just how bad this industry is. You know, we think it's on the point of closing down. In most states, they're running out of kangaroos. The shooters have given up and gone and got proper jobs. It's just a matter of time before the whole industry collapses, and the sooner it collapses, the better.
I've read articles where it says that the kangaroo slaughter is likened to the Canadian seal slaughter.
It's just as bad, if not worse. It's worse than what other countries are doing to the whales. And it's so hypocritical of Australia to cry out about the whales and say, stop killing whales, when we're doing something much worse to our kangaroos. You know, when a kangaroo is killed, the joey is pulled out of its pouch, it's decapitated, or as its head stomped in under a code of practice that's approved by the government but nobody else. How can that possibly be a humane way to treat animals? And how can we possibly justify criticising other countries for what they do to whales when we're doing this to our kangaroos?
Do you think the situation that happened in Bilconnen is likely to be repeated again?
Not if we can help it. Bilconnen was a complete shock to us because we expected those animals would have been relocated. There was absolutely no grounds for killing them. And it was a complete shock to us. But what it did, it made everybody involved all over the country, it made everybody very angry. And then, of course, we had another really barbaric kill on Maria Island in Tasmania just after that. And I think that the groups have said, OK, that's it. Any more attempts to treat kangaroos like this in this barbaric manner has to be stopped. And I know that there are plenty of people who are prepared to go to jail if necessary to stop that sort of thing from happening again.
If people would like to find out more information about your organisations and about the Bilconnen problem that happened a few months ago, there are some websites that they can go to.
Yes, there is. There's a number of websites set up now. There's www.canberraroos.com. There's kangaroolives.com, there's the kangaroosforever.com, and then there's our own website, wildlifeprotectaus.org.au, which has links to those other sites. All you got to do is type kangaroo kill or kangaroo culling into Google, and there's heaps of websites come up now that will provide real, accurate information rather than the propaganda that's coming from the government and the industry.